You're holding Daf Memtes Samad Aleph. Moratop says, Tony Rabba Bar Vachona. Rabba Vachona learned, Kain made the Rav in front of Rav, that Kivsei Atzeres, again the two Kvosts and the two Shlomim, that are supposed to be brought on Shlomim, Sheshochton L'shum Eilim. If the person that shechted it had more to do with L'shem in the Eil, L'shem Aram, he did not have to do it L'shem Kvostim, or he's supposed to, but instead he had more to do with L'shem Eilim. Seal the Lochris Ksherim, that the korban itself is still kosher, you can still make this rika, and you could eat from the korban, but the bailim here, meaning the tzibur, these kivsi ateras and shuas, it's a korban tzibur, the korban tzibur is not mekayim its chayv. In other words, this is called the shinu kodesh, it's called an akiram, that the din is, they're not yotze its chayv. Now an ayul, a rim is a kevis that's 2 years old. So a kevis kivs tiyatzeres, a kevis has to be a lamb that's only 1 year old. Once it becomes 2 years old, it's called an ayil already. So the kids are really the had kvosim, just they shechted it l'shem elim, so that's the schiddish, that even though the korban is kosher, but you're not yotzi dechavosan. So, oh, malei Rav, Rav says no, all of yolo, no, the tzibur is yotzi dechav, l'maisa the kvosim were brought, even though he had in mind the shame and ayil, so what? The meister was a keves, the yotze the choif. Some Rav Chizda says, Mistavra milsa the Rav. It's more Mistavra what Rav says, that Rav says that you yotze de chavosoi, v'kisover elim, v'shochton l'shum kvosim, where the pshat was, where they thought that it was an ayil. They thought it was 2 years old. But the meister, b'shah shchito, they had in mind the shame of keves. So in such a case, the reason why it's kosher is in Yotzedei Chavosoi, Sherei Kvosim L'shem Kvosim Mishkatu. Because the Maisa, the Korban, was a Kevis, was really only 1 year old. And also they had a mind to do with the Shem of Kevis, therefore the Yotzedei Chavosim. But in the case, Kisavar Elim, if they really thought that it was a ram, they really thought it was 2 years old. And also V'shochtum L'shem Elim. V'shah Shchita, they had a mind to do this L'shem and Ayul. So then Loi, then you're not Yotze Dechavoson. What's the reason why? Because Akira Betoyes Havi Akira. Even though it's a mistake, what they thought, like they only think to do with L'shem and Ayil. Even though really it's a Kevis, but so what? An Akira Betoyes Havi Akira the Korban, even by mistake, that's also called an Akira. And therefore the Loch is that the Tzibur is not Yotze Dechav. That's what Rechizda says. V'Rav Omar, Rabbi says no. V'Rav Omar, Akira b'toyes lehavi Akira, no. Even though they thought to make an Akira, they thought it was an ayil, and they shechted it l'shem an ayil, so what? L'maisa, since it's really an Akevis, the tzibur is yotze dechayiv, that's pshan Rav. Rav holds that Akira b'toyes is lehavi an Akira. L'maisa, since it's a good Keves, the yotze yidechavosei. Omar Rav, Rav says, u'masvina nashmaitim, I'll ask a question on Al-Kasha. So probably what the Gir said, the one before was Rava, so now it also means Rava. Rava is asking the question upon himself. Again, Rava just got to understand that Akira Batois is Loihevi Akira. So he asked the question on himself, that it says, HaKahanim Shepiglu Bamigdish, a Kain that was bringing a Korban, and he had in mind the Machshavas Pigal, he made the Korban into Pigal. So Locher is Mezidin Chayovim, if the Kain did it, Bamezid, so he's chayiv to pay the bailim the money, like it's a mazik. He was mazik, the owner's korban. Here Reuven brought a korban. He was supposed to be yotzis chayiv. And the kohen, now when he did the avodas, he had a money, machsheves pigul, he made the korban posel. So it's called a mazik, he has to pay the owner. But as a dia koshayvigin, let's say the kahanim have the machsheves pigul only b'shayvigin by mistake, then pturim, then the locher is the potter, they don't have to pay the bailim. The potter as a mazik, the potter. Now, but Tony Lowe learned on this that even though Shegugin is Pturin, but Pigul and Pigul, but Lamaisa Tzchal Pigul in the Korban, the animal does become Pigul. Just the Kain is potter since he's a Shegig. So, Hechidomi, what's the case talking about that the Kain had a Shegig, Bishas the Pigul? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the Yoda, the Chatesi, the Kain knew that this was a Korban Chatesi. And he had a mind to shecht l'shem shlomim. In other words, by korban chatish l'shem also makes a psul. It also be the same halacha as pigul. If so, high shaving, what do you call it a shaving for? Mezidin have it. Who are the Kohen's amazed? If the Kohen knew that this was a Korban Chatis, and now he shechted the Shem Shlamim, that's called Shleil Lishmo. So by Chatis, everybody knows Shleil Lishmo passes the Korban. So why is it called the Shoigig? Because that's called the Mesit. El Olav isn't the case talking about the Kisavar Shlomim Hevi, that the Kohen thought that this Korban was really a Korban Shlomim. And therefore, the Komechashiv Bon Lishim Shlomim, and when he makes the Shrit of the Avoidah, he does it Lishem Shlomim. Still, Uketoni Vigulin Pigul, it says that the Korban is possible. It only says that he's potter from paying the money because it's a mazik b'shoigeg. He's not really a mazik. It's like a groma. So a koponim is potter from paying. But the pigul is chal, the psul is chal. So Alma, what do we see? That akira betoyis have yakira. That even though the machshava was betoyis, it still is called a machshava. Still it passes the korban. So chorot sakash and rav, how could you say that according to rav, that it's kosher because akira betoyis is lo have yakira? Samora says, Omalei Abaye Abaye says, L'yoylon, really the case is, the yodid the chatesim, that could be the case of a shoykig by a koyin is, that the koyin knew that the korban was the korban chates. The komechashiv bo l'shem shlomim. And the case is that the koyin had a mind now to bring this korban chates l'shem shlomim. It was shlo l'shmo. And the question is, why is it called the shoykig l'chur that's amazed? The answer is, avoy me mutter. The case is that the koyin thought you allowed to do it. The koyin did not know the lochom. The Kohen thought that there's nothing wrong with having a machshava shlo lishmo, so that's why it's called the shoygig. But enachnami, as far as the akira goes, the akira itself was not betoyis, the akira was bemezid. That's why the akira is chal. But enachnami, Rava holds, according to Rav, that when the akira is done betoyis, enachnami, the korban is tukosha. The other more says, most of Reb Zeru asked the question we had before in the beginning, Menoch is that Rabbi Shimon Aymer. Kol menocha shenik mitzu shloi lishmon by a mincha. If the kohen made a kmitza shloi lishmon l'shem another mincha, he holds ksheres. And v'yolu l'baylon l'shum chayvom, like the machshava means nothing. And even yotzi yedecha vosoi, he holds a machshava by menochis does not passel. Why? He says shein a menochis doimus l'zvochim, because a mincha is not like a korbin. Shehakoymis machavas l'shum macheshes. If Lamaisi you're making a kmitza on a machavas, on a frying pin, and you have in mind that'll do it l'shem machesh as a deep pin, so he holds maiseh machichas aleho. The maiseh is machiach. That maiseh machichun aleho means from the actual maiseh that you're doing, everybody can see clearly that it's a machavas. Sherei machavas. The same thing, chareva l'shem belula. Let's say you're making a minchas chareva, a minchas soita that has no shemen in it, and you're doing the mind to do it l'shem ablula, to shem to put shemen inside it. It's also ma'aseh machichin aleh shich reva. Everybody can see that it's a mincha chareva. Everybody can see clearly it's a dried mincha. It's a mincha without shemen. So therefore, the machshava does not pass by a mincha. That's what Shimon Svara. A machshava that we can see clearly the opposite, that's not called a machshava. Ma'ashenkin ava b'zvachim, he says, einakein by korban by zev, it's not that way. Shchita achas l'kulon, there's one shchita for the kabonis. Kabola achas l'kulon, there's one kabola for all of them. And zrika achas l'kulon, there's one zrika for all of them. So therefore, by shchita there's a psul, by zrika there's a psul, there it's not nikkur, you're making a mistake. If you make a zrika of a shlomim, l'shem achatis, it's the olu l'baylim. We can't tell really what type of a korban it is. So more says, hey, Chidam, what's the case talking about by a mincha, that the Shimon says it does not passel? Hilem, if you want to tell me the yoda the machas of he, that the koyin knows himself that it's the minchas machavas. If he'll come, it's clear l'shem macheshes, and still he has the mind to do with l'shem macheshes. If so, if he's doing the machshava mamish b'mezid, ki ma'aseh machichin ma'hevei. Even though we could see that he's making a mistake, we could see clearly that it's a frying pin, not a deep pin, but the Kurdam Gosh Gosh, so what? Ma'hevei, he'll make a korka lo. B'mezid is being oika the shem mincha sheboi. So chura, it should be a psul. El olav isn't the case talking about. The kesava macheshes, that the kohen made a mistake. He thought we let a deep in. For the kochom it's lo l'shem macheshes, and he's making the kmitz l'shem macheshes. V'ton, he made a mistake. So that's the mistake he made. So the diik is the hochu the ma'aseh mechichin aleh. Only by menoches there's no psul when you have a machshava b'toyis. Why? Because we could tell clearly that it's a mistake. But mashma though by zvachim, akira b'toyis have yakira, that even by a korban, even though the Akira is by mistake, if you really think this is a Korban Shlomim, and you shechtin l'shem a Korban Shlomim, the Maisa still passes, if it's really a Chatis. So here we see, yeah, like Rav, then Akira betois is called, we see, I mean, not like Rav, then Akira betois is called an Akira. And Rav, before Seb Shan Rav, that's not called an Akira. Again, Omalei Abaye, Abaye is back, no. Lielam, the case of Reb Shimon by Menachem says, Lielam, the Yodah, the Machavasi, that the Kohen knows that he's doing the Minchas Machavas right now. And he has in mind right now the mazer to do it l'shem another type of a mincha. Still, it does not passel. I the karma that did he ask the question ki maaseh mechichna, like what's the reason? So what if we could tell it's a machabas? By have a lechura he has nakira b'mezid. Why doesn't this passel the mincha? So my answer, the answer is rova l'taimei. Rova goes according to his time that he was masber ready before and avbeis and mebeis. That the Yom HaRov, Rav says, Pshan Reb Shimon was, that a Machshava, the Loimin Kura, Posa Rachmona. If this Machshava we cannot tell right now that it's wrong, that's called a Machshava that passels a Korban, or even a Mincha, if it would be that way. But by Mincha, the Machshava, the Minkara, but a Machshava that we could see clearly, that it's a toy is that Machshava, that the Machshava is wrong, Loi Posa Rachmona. The Torah did not call that a Machshava, since the Maithel, Machichala, that's a Machabat. Even though the mazid you have a mind to do with L'shem HaMacheshes, that machshava does not passel. So it's only by mincha we have such a swirl like this. But by zvachim, it's not nikkur, there a machshava passels. For nechnami, only if it's a machshava psula. But if it's a tois, akira b'tois, that rub holds loy heve akira. Here, now the Mishnah says, hatmidim ein makfines hamusafim. In a day when there's a musaf, if you did not bring the korban hatamid, you could still bring the musafim. And the loy hamusafim makfin es hatamidin. Even if you did not bring the musaf, still you could bring the tamid. The Gemara is explaining what this means, whether it means the tamid shebein habayim. Even though by mistake you did not bring the musafim, still you could bring the tamid shebein habayim. Or else in the Gemara we'll see it's a shalom ba'akadoma, that if by mistake they brought the musafim in the morning, still you could bring the Tomid Shal Shachar after that, or in the afternoon. If they brought the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim first, still you could bring the Musafim. One is not Makiv the other. What is going to be Lohikriv Keves Baboika? Let's say they did not bring the Korban HaTomid in the morning. Is Yakrivu Ben Habayim? Still you allowed to bring the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim? On this, Omer Rav Shimon says, Amosai, when do we say if the Kohen did not bring the Tomid Shal Shachar, he's allowed to bring the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim, Bizman Shoyu Anusim HaShoygin. Only if it was an honest why he did not bring the Korban HaTomid in the morning, or else there was a Shoygig. Avolim Hoyu Mezidim, but if the Kohen was amazed by, on purpose, he did not bring the Korban HaTomid Shal Shachar, Alokhariz, Mezidim Lohikrivu Kevas Babaiker, Alokhariz Lohikrivu Ben Habayim. That Kohen at least is not allowed to bring the Tomid Shal Ben Habayim. There's a kenas upon him, since he did not bring the Tomid Shachar, he cannot bring the Tomid Ben Abayim. But other Kohanim could bring it. We'll see in the Gemara. What's going to be Lohi Ktiru Keteres Baboika? That's it, they forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning. The Mikra Din, you're supposed to bring Keteres twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. So if they forgot to bring the Keteres in the morning, is Yaktiru Ben Abayim. Still you could bring the Keteres Ben Abayim. On this, Om Reb Shimon, Vekula Hoysa Kreva Bein Habayim. That according to Rabbi Shimon, if they did not bring the Keteres in the morning, they could bring all the Keteres in the afternoon. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, Rabbi Shimon Vekulo Isa Kareva Bein Habayim. All the Keteres could be brought in the afternoon. And now the Mishnah says, Shemechanchin Es HaMezbeach Azov El B'Keteres. B'Keteres HaSamin. How is the Chinuch of Mezbeach Azov, the inside Mezbeach? How do we first start using it? It's only by bringing the Keteres Shobein Habayim. Therefore, that's a Svara that all the Keteres of that day could be brought to Bein Habayim. That's the beginning of its Chinuch. And the same thing he says, for Loi Mizbech Oilo, the outside Mizbech, it gets its Chinuch. What's the first thing to Mekadesh it? Ela B'Tomet Shoshachar. That's the first thing that has to be brought on it, is a Tomet Shoshachar. For Loi Yes HaShulchan, what's Mekadesh, what's Mechanech the Shulchan? Ela B'lechem Aponim B'Shabbos. When they put lechem upon them on Shabbos, that's the way you mechanech, you start off the Kedusha using the Shulchan. How do we start using the menorah? What's the chinuch for the menorah? When they first start to light the seven neros of it, ben habayim, the evening. That's the chinuch of the menorah. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, minei Reb Chiya baravo, Reb Chizdo, tzibor shein lohen tamidim umusafim, eizem mihem kaidim." In other words, the tzibor does not have enough money to buy both. They don't have enough money to buy the korban atomid and the korban amusaf. So which one comes first? Which one should they buy first? Eizem mihem kaidim. So more says, "Hey Chidam, what are we talking about over here? Ilayma tamidim diyuma." Umusafin, the yom, if we're talking about the korban atomid of today and the musaf of today, let's say it's Shabbos, that on Shabbos is a korban atomid and a korban amusaf. If so, pshita tamidim adifa, pshita that you have to bring the korban atomid today first to have a late todir or makudish. That's todir and it's makudish. So that's the swear that it's todir, because the korban atomid comes every single day, and also since this is the korban atomid of Shabbos, it has kedushas of Shabbos on it also. See, if a pshita, the korban atomid comes first, it's todir and mekudesh. El, it must be the shaylo tamidim delamachor umusafim didna. In the case that you already brought the korban atomid today, and now the question is, should you spend the money to bring the korban musaf today, or should you worry about bringing the korban atomid tomorrow? So Mor says it's so. So the svar is like this: tamidim adifim adifish kein todir. Once for is Ragi should worry about having a korban atomid for tomorrow, because that's todir. Or then we maybe know musaf and adifi to have a lehem kodesh. That a musaf, let's say it's a musaf of a Shabbos or a musaf of Rosh Chodesh, so the musaf has more kedusha to it because it's on a day of kedusha. Whereas the tamid, you're worrying about the tomorrow's tamid. That's chol doesn't have the kedusha. So which one is adif? Or Malaysi said back to Nisu, this we learned in our Mishnah. It says, Atmidim ein makvin es hamusofim, v'loy hamusofim makvin es atmidim. One is not the mak of the other. And v'loy es hamusofim makvin zezeh. I think we left it out in the Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah says also. That v'loy hamusofim makvin zezeh, that one musaf is not the mak of the other musaf. So the question is, Hechidam, what are we talking about? Ilam, if you want to tell me the islay, that we're talking about now, we have all the kabbonis here. It's not a question you do not have enough money to buy. You have all the kabbonis here. And the question is, ulekadein, which one should come first? So we know lechatchila is supposed to bring the tamid ha-shachar, then musafim, and then the tamid shaben abayim. And the chiddush and mishnah is, let's say you bring one before the other, still it's kosher. And so for tani, we learn like this. Minayin, how do I know? Shelo yeidova koydum matamid ha-shachar. There should be no korban, not even a korban musaf. It should not be brought before the korban atomit shachar. Talmud, the pasuk says, "V'yorach ole oila, v'yamarav oila oila rishayna." This is the first korban to be brought. Zchirat smashma, you cannot bring a korban amusaf before the korban atomit. So, what does our mishnah mean to say that one is not mak of the other? It cannot mean lekadim. Elul the gemara says pshita pshana. Our mishnah is, the less lay, we do not have enough money. We do not have enough money to buy both kabbonis, and it's saying that one is not mak of the other. You only have enough now to buy either tamidim or the musafim. So the question is, if we're talking about both the korban atomid today of Shabbos and the korban of the korban musaf of Shabbos, amai, how come it says you could do whichever one you want? L'chura todir or makudish todir adif. That todir comes first, so Avadi should have to buy first the korban atomid, and then worry about getting the korban musaf. But Avadi, the korban atomid comes first, because that has two milas. It's todir and it's mekudesh. It's today's korban atomid. It's Shabbos's korban atomid. It must be talking about the Mishnah to the Mocher. Must be talking about that even though you have today's tomid, worrying about now about tomorrow's. About tomorrow's korban. Uktani, still it says, ein makvin zeze, one is not miyak of the other. Alma, what do we see? Ki adodin ninu, that they're equal. So that's the shiloh, that you already brought today the korban atomid on Shabbos, you brought already. Now the question is, you have to bring a korban musaf today on Shabbos, and you also have to worry about bringing a korban atomid tomorrow, and you don't have enough money. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. whichever one you do is good. Al no ki adodi ninu, that whichever one you want to take care of first, you're allowed to. So that's a right to our shiloh, where one's a tod and one's a makudish, it's lahadodi, they're equal, you can do whichever one you want. Omla Yabai says back, no. Liyolam rila tell you the islu. Our Mishnah is talking about where you have both kabonas over here, where you have the korban atamid and you have the korban musaf. And the chiddush is that if you brought the musaf first, still you yotza. Vulakadim, it's talking about which one comes first. Even though lechatchila you're supposed to bring the korban atamid first, but if you brought the musaf first, it's ain makif. Ayudukashalach, you have a question on this, that we dash in a posik shloye dova kaidim, that no korban could be brought before the tamid shachar. The pshat is that's only mitzvah b'yam, it's not likuva. We always say by kutchim, a Torah says something once, it's l'mitzvah. So l'mitzvah taka, the first carbon to be brought, should be the tamid shel shachar. But b'di'evit, if you brought a musa first, you also yotza. That's maybe what our Mishnah means. That l'kadim, b'enach nami, if you have a question about today's and tomorrow, you have no proof. It could be mekudush ezodif, or it could be tadir ezodif. So Torah Shema coming here. It says, Ein Perchsin Mishisha Tzloyim Hamavukorim Belishka Tzloyim. That at all times you always have to have at least six Tzloyim, six sheep, that are always checked out, that are fit to be used for korban. Hamavukorim Belishka Tzloyim. Kidei Lishabis Ulishneyam Tovim Shirosh Hashanah. So in this Lishka Tzloyim, in the room where they keep the lambs, you have to have at least six of them muvukorim that are checked out, meaning it has no mum, that they're ready to be used for korban. So you have to have six in order to be able to be used for Shabbos. In the case we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so for these 3 days you have to have at least six kvasim. So the question is, hechidom, what are we talking about over here? And let me, if you want to tell me the islay, that you have enough money to buy enough kabonas, is so to midim and masafim. Too heavy. There are a lot of korbanos that have to be brought on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So it's not enough just to have six? How come you only have to have at least six? Should have to have much more? There are many more korbanos that are brought. Rashi says, to meet himself, to really have a v'yesum v'tati tloyim bin, you have to have 22? So why only six? El alav isn't the case. Talking about the leslay, that they do not have enough money to buy all the korbanos. If so, we tell you have to have at least the six kabonis, means for the six tamidim. There are two tamidim brought a day, Tamid Shoshach and Tamid Shoben Abayim. So that comes first. Ushmamina tamidim adife, that tamidim come before Musafim. Shrashid lemrinon yakriv ha'abor b'shabis l'tamidim. We do not say bring the four for tamidim and Musafim on Shabbos. V'yavato tamidim yom tosheni. But that's the Shaila. Right now it's Shabbos. So you have six Tloyim here. So really what you should have said is, bring two today on Shabbos for the Tamidim, and bring two for the Masafim. Then you only have two left over for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So the second day you'll be missing the Tamidim. We don't say that. And Lamai, we say what? Do not bring the Musaf of today, but rather care about the Tamidim of tomorrow. So here you see that Todir is more Chomer than Mekudosh. Ushmamina Tamidim Adifa. So you have a raya from this halacha that a todir, the Tamidim, you have to worry about before you worry about the Musaf of today of Shabbos. So Mor says, no, it's not the Pshat. L'yelam we're talking about the Yisle, where the person has enough kabonis. The Yisle. V'ochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That ein perchsin mishisha tloim amavakorim balishka tatloim dalet yomim koidim shchita. That you always have to have four lambs checked out in the Lishka, six lambs checked out, 4 days before you want to use it for Shechita. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. Well, man, who does it go like? Ben Bagbag. It goes according to Ben Bagbag. The time you learn Ben Bagbag Omer, Minayin L'tomid. How do you know that the special din in the Korban HaTomid, Shetoin Bikur, Dalit Yomim, Koidim Shechita, there's not enough just to check it out 1 day before. But you have to check it out 4 days before you bring the korban atomit. Tam Lam, the pasuk says, Tishmru, lahakru libim moyadoi. You have to watch it beforehand. Ulahalam nuwaim, another pasuk says, by korban pesach, it says, pesach mitrayim, voidacham meshmeris, adab osayim, that you have to watch it from Yud benisin till Yudalad benisin. So Malala, just about Korban Pesach, Toyin Bikra B'Yomim, you have to have it checked out 4 days in advance. Koydim Shchita is Avkan B'Yavri Korban Atomid, Toyin Bikra B'Yomim Koydim Shchita. It has to be checked out 4 days in advance. That's what this Brisa means to say. That for the Korban Musaf, you can take care of it Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos. But as this Inyan of the Tamidim, it has to be checked out 4 days in advance. So as though you always have to make sure you have 6 Tamidim checked out 4 days in advance, and the case will come is Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But it could be there's no proof to our case of Todro Makodesh, which one is Odif. We don't have a proof. Oh, Malay Ravin Larabashi, Hani, Shisha, Shiva Heve, how do you only have 6? The Kuru should have to have 7. So he could it Safra, the Tlosa B'Shabata, that you're going to have for the Tomer of Shachar on the 3rd day. Like you have Shabbos, then Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni is 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then you're going to have for the 3rd morning, so you have to prepare yourself beforehand. So you have to have 7, why is 6 enough? For the more the time according to your time, Tim Nevi, you have to have 8 of them. Tika de Panyo, Tamali Shabbata, the Chura, the Tomer Shobein Abayim, on Friday, and also you have to have prepared. So why you only 6? Chura should have to have 8? Elo, as the Marine says, hold it, that's not a kasha. Labosa the Yakriv Kamar. It means to say that after you finish the Tomer Shobein Abayim on Erev Shabbos, now, how many Tamidim do you have to have ready for the next 3 days? You have to have 6 ready. So therefore, we're not talking about the one on Erev Shabbos Ben Abayim, because we're talking about after that Korban was brought. The Mar says, there should be 7 then. Why do you only say 6? The Korban should be 7. Elatona b'yalmakor is going to start matana. Olmai kedei l'shabbos ubeis yom tov shoshono is simna b'yalma. It's only a simna b'yalma. So after it says 6, it doesn't really mean in a case where there be a Shabbos, then 2 days Rosh Hashanah. It's only a simin to know you have to have 6, that for 3 days worth of Tamidim. Benachnam is lav davka din in Shabbos and then 2 days Yom Tov. It means all the time you always have to have 6 Tamidim on hand, always ready. And they could never bring a proof of this. The Tanya says, kedei l'Shabbos. Look at Tanya, l'Shabbos, ulebez yom tamash Rosh Hashanah. Shema mean, it just says l'Shabbos means it's a simin, it's just a simin to remember. How many Tamidim do you always have to have on hand ready? Again, Mavuka 4 days in advance. That's a Aziris. You always have to have 6 of them. So the simon is, the sign to remember this is, there'll be a Shabbos on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that you need these 6 Tamidim one after another. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next blot on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll do Daf Nun. So wait till the end, and then turn over.